welcome to the Housecast for Tuesday, September 18th, 2018. McJim, Aaron V here. Producer Ryan getting our guest right now. I got to make sure I hit the right button so we don't throw him in the wrong room there. KK Downing, founding member of Judas Priest.
Breaking the law!
British Steel.
Sorry.
How many people did, like, you think about what Beavis and Butthead, that breaking the law thing when they did the thing, we're going to cut off your wiener.
Breaking the law.
British Steel, all that stuff, man. They were the kings of leather. He's got a great book. I kind of got into it a little bit last night. This is fantastic. Heavy Duty Days and Nights in Judas Priest. Let's go ahead. We only got him for a couple minutes here. KK, welcome to Detroit. How are you, bud?
Hey, I think is that Jim and Aaron?
That's
indeed
us right
it
here.
It is.
All right. First question.
Yeah.
Your book.
I think hello from the UK.
Greetings there, man. So Heavy Duty, your Days and Nights in Judas Priest. One of the things that jumped out at me right away was the story about the Hells Angels, BTO, cocaine and an escort. Can you please tell that story? Because it's amazing when I read it.
Yeah. Well, we found ourselves at Blue Oyster Cult gig, and our good buddy GFO were there also, and we got to hang out backstage and stuff like that. And all these Hells Angels dudes came back. And they were talking to us and everything, and one thing led to another. I guess we had a few beers. Next thing I know, we're heading out to this den, you know, this Hell's Angel den. We must have been crazy, really, to opt to want to do that, but the guys seemed to be friendly enough. But we went into these big dark woods and that, and but this place was massive, you know. It was like, you know, it was huge, And never been in such a place before in my life, you know. A lot of Hell's Angels and that, you know. But UFO used to get us into a lot of fixes, I can tell you that. And I'm sure they won't mind me saying that. Those guys used to do quite a few tours together. But they are full on 100% rock and roll, those guys. I think they roped us into this. But yeah, anyway, this guy's there, and he's got this big table, and it was all those years ago. And he pulls out these two daggers, one from each boot, you know, and anyway, all this stuff comes out on the table, and he starts chopping away like some Japanese, like, chef or something, you know, and stuff flying everywhere. But, you know, one thing led to another. We left there, and the Hells Angels escorted us back to this hotel, our hotel. UFO was staying there. And they just stopped the traffic on the freeway, you know, to allow the cars to pull into the hotel. And anyway, the night went on. UFO managed to set off all the fire alarms in the hotel, and whatever happened there, we were all fast asleep. But anyway, we all ended up down in the street, you know, in pajamas or whatever, towels wrapped around people. But that was a good rock and roll night.
Oh, that's a great rock and roll story. That is a great rock and roll story, KK. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, I can't fill in the little bits in between what happened there, really. But like I say, it was a hell of a rock and roll night, I can assure you. Our good friends from UFO, like I say, a big hello to those guys wherever they are in the world. I'm sure we'll do it again one day, but who knows?
KK, I got to ask, 41 years with Priest, and I've always been a huge fan of the band. How hard was it to walk away? And, I mean, did you lose a lot of sleep making the decision?
Certainly did. I certainly did. And it was the hardest thing I've ever had to do, I think. You know, it was like, like when you first leave home as a teenager or something, I suppose you're leaving what you feel. That's there's that massive element of uncertainty, you know, because you're going into pastures you've never been before, you know. You kind of leave in a safe haven, really, with the band and everything. But it was a big decision that I had to make. You know, big decision. But I felt that the decision was really being made for me. You know, I wasn't totally in control, if that makes any sense.
Right.
Well, that was your relationship with Glenn Tipton, right?
Well, you know, myself and Glenn, we had a good long relationship, but we were carrying on like some long-time married couple, I think, ambling along, putting up with each other. But essentially, all of the work we did was good, you know. I mean, we worked well together on Nostradamus, but it was a lot of things, obviously, you know, the live performances, and it was an accumulation of a lot of different things that weren't seemingly getting any better, just not getting so good, really, and I was not in a happy place, really. I felt as though I was working a 9-to-5 job, and I felt that I was kind of answerable, and people I shouldn't, and I just thought that, you know, if this is how it's going to be, you know, fine. If he or they want it, you know, they can have it. And we'll see how that goes, and you know, and that's what I did. You know, was basically bailed out.
Man, there's so much in this, and I wish we had more time with you. KK Downing, Heavy Duty Days and Nights, and Judas Priest. There's so many stories that go through here that people are going to dive into, but the one thing, KK, that jumped out, these little weird things that you offer up, the one, like, you wearing shades, and it was like, you look so cool wearing shades. You're like, no, it's not on purpose. I can't see. You stuck a guitar string in your eye?
Yeah. I have to blame my guitar tech for it, bless him. You know, when they cut the guitar strings off, then... You know, then you need to bend them over so they don't protrude out. But I guess it was a rush situation, and about, you know, half an inch was sticking directly up. And what happened was, you know, we were about to do the filming for, I think it was the Fuel for Life video during the Turbo era. But Rob just swung around and swung his arm, and the guitar left my hands, literally, and the headstock went into my eye. Oof. And created a couple of punctures in my eye. Luckily, it didn't hit my retina or anything, you know, but the eye just closed up, and it was proper ugly for a few days. And it went all kind of weird colours, you know, like your eye goes, like, blue and green, and, you know, and it was nasty looking, so I had to wear the sunglasses on stage for the video shoot. That's what happened, you know. It was... But it was tough to do. It was tough to do the shows because of all the sweat and the condensation. The glasses just steamed up anyway from the inside and out, I think. So I've got not to see through both eyes, to be fair. You know, but I couldn't look down, and I could just see the guitar if I got into any real trouble, you know, through the bottom of the glasses. So I was kind of dependent on that. But I kind of got the gig down, so I was able to pretty much... you know, dance around and do what I normally do. But it was a tough test, but I made it through.
KK, you're awesome, man. Again, this book is a must read, especially anyone if you're a fan of Priest or just the arc of heavy metal music and what you guys, your influence there, man. Heavy Duty, Days and Nights of Judas Priest. For God's sakes, would so they put you guys in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, please? This makes no sense. No sense, dude.
Yeah. That would be good. Time is not on our side, guys, so you better make it next year. But yeah, I hope everybody grabs a hold of the book, enjoys it, put a lot of stuff in there. I think that will help people to get to know me a lot better, and obviously, hopefully, a lot of unanswered questions for the fans worldwide will be in the book. And so I hope everyone enjoys it.
Awesome. KK, it was great talking to you, man. Have a great day. Thanks. We love you here in Detroit. You know that.
Thanks for having me on, and say hello to everyone in the big city there, and I hope to see you another time, you guys. Thank you very much.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
All right, bye. I worked in Cheers. British reference. There you go. There's a couple things in the book. He does talk about Rob Halford and the drug problem.
Yep.
But he addresses it in a way that I'd never heard this. We all assumed that even the band didn't know there was something going on with him because he had other issues in his life. It wasn't like he chose to be a drug addict. It was something that happened to him that put him down that path. But they talk about it, but then it gets respectful. And he talks about AC/DC in there, how they had opened for AC/DC. And they went out and they wanted to just blow it out. I mean, if you ever saw Priest live, they're...
They're like, you know me, every biblical. Time they come, I go see Judas Priest.
It's Priest. Yeah, you're like you're a huge fanboy for them.
You know what was interesting to me is he talked a lot about his influences in his home life with his dad.
That's a big third of the book.
And that's and it's interesting how someone else's issues can play such an intricate part of what you become. And I thought his talk about his relationship with his dad and his musical influences.
When he was kicked out of the house, like when he was, what, 16?
16.
He got run. Yeah. The AC/DC thing, by the way, he said, like, they went out and they were at their peak powers, and Priest went out and just blew it out. Again, if you've ever seen them live, they just, it's a wall of sound. And then AC/DC comes out, and they sit there and go, they don't need anything. He goes, how these guys with these simple notes could make that much sound and make it sound so perfect is unbelievable. But that's what he talks about there. It's a great read, man. KK Downing, Heavy Duty Days and Nights in Judas Priest. Have
they
a great
need,
day.
They need to go on the hall.
They will. I know Halford said it, but he's right. I mean, there's a point with some of these artists where you got to do this now.
I mean, it's 40 plus years, damn it.
Priest is great. What was the thing? Was Britain? It wasn't British Steel. Which album had it? Was it? There was an album that was named differently in England versus here.
I think it was British Steel.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was like British Steel and then Killer something or other. Remember, there was like two different.
I think it was British Steel. I'm going to have to Google now.
Because I just remember it was like a thing if you had both of them.
Both of them.
Right. Yeah, then you were like really a Priest fan. Yeah, man. All right. We're out of here.